Beyond time and space, there is a final reason for everything that exists inside and around you. You can experience this final reason as an existence that is just in the nothing of what I call beyond time and space, because you can't say are a part of it. You are this, because it's only one and it's also in you, but you can't experience this by thinking. You can't create inner pictures of it and try to understand your pictures. No. It is an awareness, which is the entrance of experiencing that, which you find, or better, you are yet in the midst of your spiritual heart. And that is where you experience the midst of your own breath. While you are breathing, feel an awareness here. Awareness is something very different to attention with senses and thoughts. If you are in your daily life and something is happening, with what are you first there? With all your senses and with your trial to understand something, with all your experiences and thoughts? Or have you yet built up the ability to be immediately calm, feel your heart and feel your own awareness, be your own awareness, because in this awareness you have a completely different connection to wisdom, what is really happening, what's really to do, what is really the moment with all its reasons and results. Before you went on earth, and later on when someday you will leave the earth, this awareness will still be there. It is your self where you say I am, but it's not an I that is singular. It is one single I of everything. It is not individual, separate from others. This I am there. This existence is beyond time and space. When you feel this from the viewpoint of your heart, I repeat my words of the beginning. Beyond time, beyond space, there is a final reason of everything that exists. When you get calm and feel these words by not listening with your mind. In your heart, you will feel an existence that is first moment like yourself, but then you will discover this is yet everything. When you share time with someone, and you both will feel to this point, you will feel a very concrete unity to this person, but nobody on earth is absent from this one single existent, which is the final reason of everything. And when you get silent, it can grow in your what you experience from it, about it, even if it's finally everything. In the moment you feel this is everything, the world as you felt it before disappears in your feeling, and the bliss, a never-ending joy beyond what we called joy and feelings before, a bliss, a silent, all-touching bliss, all-creating bliss is coming up in your awareness. After meditation about this, you can recognize that everything is made of this bliss, everything is created, or everything is in this moment consisting of this bliss. Now listen, even the worst things on earth consist of this bliss. When you get this aware, when you get aware of this, that even the worst things consist of this bliss beyond time and space, but omnipresent everywhere in this moment. In those moments, the pain resolves, falls away, dissolves to a non-existent existence, and even the fear dissolves. Gets away just so, because it never existed in that sphere where this bliss is, and this bliss can touch it and create it from you, as this part of the world is complete. No fear, no pain. Getting aware of this is not just an ignorance of what is. It's a really hard meditation work where you in absolute intense consciousness, I like more to say awareness, because it's nothing that has to do with mind. It's more the absence of mind, of active thinking. It's more a universal awareness that is full of understanding, contentment and wisdom, but beyond words, beyond time, beyond space, beyond words. It is just there, absolutely healing, absolutely what the world will be very thankful to get when someone is sitting there holding this space, even if he does not anyhow feel any longer the suffer, because this resolves. It is a reminding that finds its way timeless, baseless, completely different than we are used, that consciousness normally finds ways by talking and listening. It finds the way just immediately in the midst of mankind for everybody who is looking inside. It comes closer to everybody to remember that we finally are painless, are fearless, consisting only of this bliss. Not an ignorance of this word, an absolute awareness of what this word really is, in order to bring forward what eternally was, without any change. Change is only in our viewpoint, to rediscover it and get free of all the suffer around us. Om Namah Shivaya.